soon. But getting to some messages very briefly before we get to the main news. Cass says, good morning, Chimerica the Duchess. How many times would Tonse have teething issues? Or are these the last kicks of a dying horse? Cheryl says, out of 20 million people in Zambia, they are not the only ones that can lead. Let them go through their internal politics, but I also pray that another group mobilizes in the same time. Mulele says, honestly, with the chaos within the opposition might just be divine intervention at work. For once, the politicians are busy tearing each other apart without national resources in their hands, a true blessing in disguise. Perhaps heaven decided it's safer to let them destroy one another. Okay, I don't know if we're, if we're going to involve heaven in that one, but...
But also, like I said earlier, Chimweka, when we're talking about voter confidence, obviously this does affect, because now they start questioning, are these really people that we want to put in power? Because we see this happening most of the time. And obviously some of the issues that Mr. Chanda raised regarding them, you know, not being part of the alliance is obviously... we're talking about greedy agendas and other putting egos first. And these are concerns, obviously, that came up. Mm. So how then does this look when we talk about the voter confidence?
Mm. Indeed. Well, we appreciate the calls and messages so far. You can keep the conversation going via WhatsApp line 0978-895-895. For now, we break off for the news. At 8 with Paddy Mugando coming up next. The time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
Good morning. The headlines. Lawyer Jonas Zimba questions timing of Bill 7 committee appointment. Rafael Nakachinda describes the Tonse Alliance tensions as leader's commitment to unseat UPND next year. And in global news, Gaza peace plan talks to continue as Trump says chance of a deal is really good. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Lawyer Jonas Zimba has expressed concern over the timing of President Hakainde Hichilema's appointment of a committee to consult on Bill 7, saying the process should have been initiated earlier before the bill was withdrawn from Parliament. Mr. Zimba says the appointment appears to be a reactive step that leaves the future of Bill 7 unclear, contending that there must be a clear indication that the previous version has been fully withdrawn as consultations begin. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Zimba has also questioned how the consultation process will be funded, as no allocation for Bill 7 was made in the recently announced national budget. He has further criticized what he described as a rushed reintroduction of the bill, warning that such an approach creates suspicion and that constitutional amendments should not be limited to electoral matters, but must reflect the broader scope of national issues.
Where anything is rushed, it becomes a problem because then it becomes suspicious. For example, when you look at Bill 7, Bill 7 was wholly about elections, and it was wholly about elections when we're approaching an election year. If it is only about election, like we're approaching an election year, our constitution is not about election only. Our constitution covers a wide range of areas, and we need to have a holistic process of amendment so that we see where we are going.
Meanwhile, development and governance expert Wesley Meander has challenged government to explain why the committee has been appointed after earlier indicating that it had no intentions of reintroducing Bill 7 in Parliament.
Government has to come out clean on this matter by stating that U7 actually is coming back. And that's the reason why this technical committee has been established by the president for the same purpose of U7. Because without U7, we see no need of this establishment of the what? The technical committee. What is it there for? Meaning to say Zambians need to be told, because this is their national document which cannot be amended without involving stakeholders, without wider consultation. Because Zambians, as the owners of this document, will have to have the say for any amendment, for any change to the constitution is made, because that is our document.
Patriotic Front Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda says the tension within the Tonse Alliance reflects the depth of its leaders' care for the Zambian people. Mr. Nakachinda explains that the current developments are part of a broader realignment process aimed at fulfilling the mandate placed before the opposition, including fostering unity. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that there is need to build a solid and united opposition front to provide a credible alternative and form government after the 2026 general elections. Mr. Nakachinda has described the internal disagreements in the Tonse Alliance as teething issues, saying while they may create a perception of division, alliance partners remain resolved and committed to doing what is right for Zambians.
Whatever it is that is happening, whether it talks PF and general opposition, is just the process of aligning ourselves towards the objective that the Zambian people have placed before us, to unite and find each other and then be able to present a solid united opposition front to be able to provide an alternative and form government in 2026. So those teething issues may create an impression of tension, but we are resolved and determined to make sure that the correct thing is done on behalf of the Zambian people.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has acknowledged Zambia's positive economic performance under the UPND government, but has warned that poverty levels remain critically high. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelabai says while key indicators such as gross domestic product GDP growth and a declining inflation rate reflect stability under the UPND administration, the benefits have not translated into improved livelihoods for the majority of citizens, having failed to capture the realities of the largely informal economy. Ms. Mukelabai has observed that although Zambia is projected to grow by at least 10%, the growth has not been inclusive, especially for those living below the poverty line, arguing that agriculture, which employs most Zambians, must contribute more significantly to GDP if growth is to reduce poverty. She explains that despite progress in stabilizing the economy amid a heavy debt burden, poverty reduction will remain out of reach unless growth is broad-based and inclusive. With poverty currently at 60%, Ms. Mukelabai has cautioned that Zambia risks missing its 2026 target of cutting poverty to 40% without deliberate measures to ensure that economic gains benefit all citizens.
We have achieved stabilization because we have moved away from an economy that basically was not performing well. You can see all the macroeconomic fundamentals now that they are stable. So in terms of stabilization, yes. Now what we want to see is growth that carries the poor along, not growth that is pro-rich. Growth that just carries along, you know, people who are already making it. But we want to see the woman out there empowered. We want to see people with disabilities also participating in economic activity.
Future Resources Development Association Chairperson Michael Zack has stressed the importance of mapping mining pollution across Zambia's mining water bodies to address past incidents and prevent future occurrences. Experts say the Kafue River and its tributaries, which support about 40% of Zambia's population and diverse aquatic life, remain in grave danger following repeated pollution, including recent incidents linked to Sinometals, Mimbula